Good morning, studio audience. We are glad to have you with us here today for Family Feud Spirit Life Edition. Are you excited? Are you awake? All right, just a little bit of housekeeping. Please keep your cell phones turned off. Please enjoy yourself. Get involved. Clap, shout, smile. You can even laugh if you'd like to. But do not shout out the answers to the contestants. They do not need your help. They're on their own. Everybody ready with that? All right. Lights? They're ready? Sound? All right. Video? Crew? Everybody ready? All right. We have a great show for you today. Now help me to welcome today's teams. First, from Spirit Life Church, Team Spirit! And now, welcome their opponent, also from Spirit Life Church, Team Life! And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the host of our show, Pastor Tommy!
On today, but I got it on now. Hey, good morning, everybody! Welcome to Family Feud! Wow, thank you so much. I'm Pastor Tommy. I am your man for the hour, and we welcome you. You've been introduced to our teams. We've got Team Spirit, and we've got Team Life, and we are ready to play Family Feud Team Edition, because here at Spirit Life Church, we know just how important teams are. It takes a team. It takes everybody to make what we do happen, to reach lost people for Jesus Christ. So you ready to play teams? All right. Give me Judy. Give me Angela. It's time to play Family Feud. All right. Okay, let's see here. We've got, ladies, top eight answers on the board. Name the top excuses people give for not serving as a volunteer in the local church. Angela.
I don't like working with kids.
Wait a minute, Angela, you're the children's pastor. No. You're supposed to like working.
I love kids, but that's an excuse that I hear a lot.
Okay, all right. So let's see if it made the board. I don't like working with kids. Yes, absolutely. Number four answer on the board. But that means that we've got three answers that can top that. Judy? I need an answer, Judy.
I've already served. It's someone else's turn.
You've already served. Somebody else's turn. Okay. All right. Let's look and see what the answer is. Did it make it the board? I've already done my time. There it is. Number two answer. So are you going to pass or going to play?
We're going to play, Steve.
Going to play. All right. We'll see you just a little bit later. All right, Team Life, you got to be ready because you might get a chance to steal. Hey, Team Spirit, welcome. We're glad you're here today. Hey, Judy, would you introduce us to your team this morning?
Sure, I will. This is Caleb Breedlove. He's our connection director. We have Pastor J.D., who's over our media and worship team. And we've got Jeannie, who's over Celebrate Recovery.
All right. Would you give him another big hand? All right. So, Caleb, you're over the directions department, it sounds like. So, tell me just a little bit about what you do here at Spirit Life Church. And what was it that motivated you to start working and serving in the local church?
Yeah. So, the connections department, We serve you. We are the first faces you see when you come in, from greeters to ushers to parking lots waving at you. We make you coffee when we can make coffee and cookies. So we get to serve you and help you just have a wonderful experience here. One of my personal reasons for serving is really, I like to say this in my family, Breedlove's serve. Breedlove's serve. It's a family motto for us. So especially we love serving the church. So that's our personal
reason. All right. Well, it's time to give me one of those answers. We got top eight answers on the board. Name the top excuses people give for not serving as a volunteer in the local church.
They don't have time.
They don't have time. Have you ever heard anybody give that one? They don't have time. Oh, look at that. Number one answer. Very good. Okay. JD, tell me a little bit about how you serve here at Spirit Life Church and what it was that motivated you to begin serving in the local church.
So when I was about 16 or 17 years old, I had a youth pastor who said, like, I just started learning playing guitar. I've never sang before in front of people. And I had a youth pastor, like, our worship leader left and we had a youth rally that night. And he goes, "You're my guy." And I'm like, "You've never even heard me sing. Like this could be terrible." Anyway, from that point on, I've led worship, so it's been 17, man, I'm getting older. Wow, it's been a long time since I started leading worship. I love it. I love leading worship. I love the media aspect of things, just kind of trying to tie technology into church and just making it the best that it can be. So that's what I do here at Spirit Life, worship and media.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. Hey, all right. I need you to give me an excuse for not serving in the church.
I think I got it. I got it. I'm afraid of bounce houses. Thanks, guys. It's a personal story. We don't need to get into it.
I'm afraid of bounce. I'm afraid that's not going to make it on the board, but let's check it and see. I'm afraid of bounce houses. Nope, sorry, we got a strike. All right, let's go down to Jeannie. Jeannie, tell us a little bit about what you do here at Spirit Life Church and why you love serving.
My husband and I are the Celebrate Recovery ministry leaders, and I love serving in Celebrate Recovery because it's like you have a front row seat to watch God literally transform a human being.
All right, do you have an answer for our question?
Yeah, and this is true. This is up there, because I felt it. I don't feel qualified.
I don't feel qualified. Yes. I think I've heard that one before. Let's look at the board and see. I don't feel qualified.
Yay!
There it is. Yes. All right. Stay alive over here, Team Life, because they've got one strike. You never know what's going to happen. Be looking. Be ready. Here we go. All right. Back up to Judy here. Judy, tell us a little bit about what you do at Spirit Life Church and why you love to serve here.
Well, I'm on the altar ministry team and also on the follow-up team. But I've been serving since 1994. And the reason why I started serving in 1994 is because I was new. And I didn't know anybody, and so it was a great way for me to build some relationships. And I'm looking at the people right now. I'm thinking, I know every single one of these people, and so it rings true. New relationships.
All right. All right. Now, Judy, your team's got one strike. I need an answer.
Nobody asked me.
No, I just asked you for an answer. Oh, that is your answer. No, can you believe that somebody would say, I've never had anybody ask me to serve in the church? Well, let's just see if it made the board. Nobody asked me. There it is. All right. All right, Caleb, I need your next answer.
I don't want to miss Sunday school.
I don't want to miss Sunday school.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess for folks who like to go to church and then go to Sunday school, they can't find enough time to serve in there. All right, well, let's look and see if it made the board. I don't want to miss Sunday school. Look at that. But don't let Sunday school stop you from serving in the church, please. All right, let's go. Oh, back to my favorite guy, JD, over here. All right, JD, I bet you got us an answer here.
It's up there.
It's up there?
There's nowhere for me to serve.
There's nowhere for me to serve.
I thought it would be up there. I don't know.
His team's not even seeing good answer on that one. Because we know that there's always a place for people to serve. But let's just see if it made the board. There's no place for me to serve. No. All right, that's two strikes. Team Life, you got to get ready over here. You may be getting ready to steal. Let's see what's going to happen. We're back up to Judy. Okay, Judy, you got to be careful. Oh, wait a minute. Jeannie, I'm sorry. Jeannie, give us an answer. What do you got here? Two strikes.
I don't have transportation, Pastor Tommy.
I don't have transportation. I can see why that could be a problem for people. I don't have transportation. There it is. It made the board. No transportation. Woo, woo. Hang in there. We still got. All right, Judy, still two strikes, two strikes. You got an answer?
Yes. I'm overcommitted. I'm serving in other areas.
Overcommit, already serving. Yeah, there are a lot of people who feel that way. Yeah, they're already doing so much that they're like, I can't do anything else. Let's look and see. Does overcommitted make it to the board? Overcommitted is. All right. We got a good game going here, folks. Team Spirit, you just won the points. We're going to play a little bit more Family Feud, see if Team Life gets a chance to get in on the score. But right now, can you join me in taking a look at this message from our sponsors?
My wife's the volunteer.
I like to serve because I think I like helping people, and by helping people, I serve a lot. We serve with the youth and in the children's church, so I like serving, period. I love it.
I think the thing that was Mikey was about 4 years old when we first started serving. Be 28 in April, so we've been doing it for a while. But Coach Tim asked us to help one Sunday Sunday school. And every Sunday morning, Mikey would go, "Is this the Sunday you're helping?" Because he really liked that. So, and that's like really spoke to me. And we just went from there to children's church to youth to now the media.
All right. You ready, guys?
Ready.
Here we go. Hands on the table. All right. We got the top 9 answers on the board. Name the most fun positions to serve in at Spirit Life Church. Caleb.
Driving the big train on big days.
Driving the train. Yeah, in the parking lot on our big day
exactly.
Sunday. That would be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Does it make the board? Driving the train. Oh, yeah, driving the train. That's it. But we've got one answer that's better than that. Crystal?
Okay, my favorite because you get free food, the Life Cafe.
Serving in the Life Cafe. Yeah, number one answer. All right, what are you going to do? Going to pass
gonna
or play?
They're going to play.
We'll see you later on, Caleb. All right, let's come on down here. Very good. Angela, before we start to play, can you introduce me to your team?
Yes, Pastor Tommy, we have Pastor Crystal. She is our youth pastor. And we have Alicia Moog. She is our nursery coordinator. And we have Preston Anson, our Celebrate Recovery leader.
All right. All right, great
awesome team
here, Team Life. All right, Alicia, can you, first of all, before you answer the question, tell me, where you serve at Spirit Life Church, and what is it that motivates you to serve?
Well, I am currently the nursery coordinator, and I also help out with our youth group. And I first started serving because so many people poured into my life when I was little, helped lay that foundation, and I want to help to do that for the next generation.
All right, great answer. I love that. Okay, I need one of the top fun places to serve at Spirit Life Church.
Well, of course, the nursery, because you get to play with babies during service.
You would know that the nursery coordinator would think that's a great place to serve. Does it make it playing with the babies? There it is. Very good. All right, Preston, tell us first of all a little bit about where you serve and why you love serving in Spirit Life Church.
Well, like me and my wife are the Celebrate Recovery ministry leaders here at Spirit Life, and it is just an honor to serve, and it is just to see people's lives change. And yeah. Just to help them walk through that and to just be a part of that is just is awesome.
All right, good answer. So I need an answer to our survey question. That is one of the top fun places to serve at Spirit Life Church.
I've got to say Celebrate Recovery.
CR. Oh, yeah, I've been hanging out with that CR group. They have fun at CR. Let's look at it. CR, there it is. Yes. All right, we're back up to Angela now. Angela, before you answer this question, tell me a little bit about where you serve and why you love serving at Spirit Life Church.
Yes, well, I'm the children's pastor here at Spirit Life Church, and I started serving way back when I was a teenager, teaching Missionette's class and actually doing praise and worship for our kids' church and our youth group. And so just loved it so much and went on from there to teaching kids church. And I guess you'd say I realize I'm in it because kids are just so precious. I feel like when you reach them, the younger they are, they have so much more of a stronger chance of sticking with their walk with Jesus as they get older. So I just feel such an urgency to reach those little lives when they're little with the gospel and the love of Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. Wow. That's the right heart for serving there for sure. Okay, you got no strikes, so I need another answer.
Well, Pastor Tommy, you know I got to say children's ministry.
Fun things to do in children's church, right? You get to play games, sing songs, do crafts, games, all that kind of fun stuff. That's children's ministry. Yes. Make our board. Yes. There it is. All right. Okay, Crystal, you got no strikes, so before... I haven't heard from you. What at all is you do in the church, and what motivates you to serve? So why is it? Why do you serve?
All right. I serve because I was also, it kind of goes with their answer, but I was that kid who church was everything, and that was my out, and that was what I think just made me to who I was going to be when life was crazy. So I've always stood on be who you needed. And so if we can be that person in someone's life, whether it's with kids, youth, I particularly work with the youth kids, you know, ages 12 to 18, but just to be who I needed in someone else's life.
I don't think I've ever heard it put that way. Be who you're needed. That's a great. And you serve in the youth department now.
I serve in the youth department, yes.
And everywhere else that we can put you, pretty much, right?
I just, you know, wherever you need me, there I am.
There you go. She is. She's a great lady on our staff. So, okay, I need an answer. No strikes.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with the youth group ages.
Do you see a pattern starting to occur here? I think I see a pattern. Let's look and see. It's the youth. Loving working with the youth. There it is. Okay, still no strikes, but you could be ready. Get ready over here, Teen Spirit. We might need needing you. Alicia, still no strikes. What's your next answer?
You know what? I've always wanted to run the camera, so cameras.
Oh yeah. That looks like it'd be a lot of fun, doesn't it? And it's so important because that's how we're able to reach out to our studio audience or beyond the studio audience to those who are watching us online. So does the media team, does cameras make it? There it is. All right. We got one answer left. One answer left. Preston, what do you say?
I'm going to say worship team.
The worship team. Singing and playing instruments will be a lot of fun. How about the worship team? Is it there? Yes, it is. All right. Wow, we've got a game going here today. Team Spirit's got 1 point. Team Life's got 1 point. We're going to play a tiebreaker right after this message from our sponsors. Reckon it's possible to back that up and try it again? Impossible. We're trying. The audio was working earlier. You know, on a Sunday where you're appreciating volunteers and everything that everybody does, you know, that would be the Sunday that the audio wouldn't work quite right, right? All right, well, I think we're back. So, hey, thank you for joining us again. We've got a great game going on here this morning. Team Spirit's got 1 point. Team Life's got 1 point. We got another question, a tiebreaker question. So, let's see. Give me JD. Give me Alicia. All right. Okay, here we go. We got top five answers on the board. Here we go. Here's the question. Name the top biblical passages about serving. JD, I think you got it.
I got one. Serve one another.
You know, I think you finally got one, JD. Here we go. Serve one another. Yes, there it is. Oh, there's a lot of passages we could read about serving one another, but one of them would be Galatians 5:13 that says, through love, serve one another. But Alicia, we got four more answers on the board that would be better than that. Have you got me an answer?
Let's go with the greatest is a servant.
The greatest is the servant. Yeah, because that's in the Bible in Matthew 23, where Jesus kind of turns the head on corporate America and says it's not about who's the best. The greatest isn't the one who gets served, but the greatest is the one who serves others. Does it make the board? Yes, it is. All right. We got three answers that are left. Are you going to pass or are you going to play?
I think we're going to pass.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe they're not so confident in their Bible today. So here we go.
Got it.
All right. Let's come on down to Jeannie. Here we go. We got three answers that are left on the board.
Jesus came to serve.
Jesus came to serve. Matthew 20:28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. What a beautiful example. Jesus, our example on serving. Jesus came to serve. There it is. All right. Good answer. Good answer. Judy, we got no strikes. Here we go.
Parable of the talents.
Parable of the talents. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's there in Matthew. I think it's going to be there where Jesus really emphasizes in the parable of the talents that not only does everybody have gifts and talents, some have more than others, but everybody has at least some gift, some talent, some way that they can serve. But Jesus also teaches us in that parable that there is going to become a time where we're going to have to give an accountability. How did we serve? What did we do with the gifts and the talents that God gave us? So let's look and see if does it make the board. The parable of the talents. All right. Wow. Okay. All right. We're coming down to the end here.
Caleb, you can do it, Caleb.
No strikes, but don't give up over here yet. Ready, Team Life? Okay. Let's see. What do we got? Is it Caleb's turn? Caleb. All right. Caleb, do you have an answer for us?
It's Jesus washing disciples' feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that. You guys got to admit, that's a great answer. Jesus washing the disciples' feet. I mean, again, the example that he sets for us, when after the communion there in the upper room, he gets a towel, he gets a basin of water, he kneels down, and he washes their feet, and he sets such a beautiful example about how we are supposed to serve one another. What a great answer. John chapter 13, verse 5, is it there? Jesus washes the disciples' feet. All right. Great. All right. Well, you know what that means? Come on out and join me today, team. What that means is that everybody's a winner today on Family Feud. We've got Team Spirit. We got Team Life. But what we really have is Team Spirit Life. We're all one team, you know? We may have a lot of different ministries. We may serve in different departments. But when it all comes down to it, we're all on the same team. And we're not competing against each other. We're competing together to bring the lost that need Jesus into the kingdom of God. And that's why we serve here at Spirit Life Church. Would you let Spirit Life team know how much you appreciate them? But honestly, folks, this isn't about you appreciating us. Today's really our way of saying how much we appreciate you, how much we love you. Did you see the banners over on the sides of the stage? We love our volunteers. We know how important you are. Every one of us knows that we could not do the things that we do if it wasn't for you standing beside of us, helping us out, using your gifts, using your talents, being willing to serve so that we can reach those that we need to reach in the kingdom of God. And in just a minute, we're going to be closing the service today. But before we do, there's just a couple of things that I want to encourage you to do. Number one, if you serve in any area of Spirit Life Church, around the room today, you'll see that we've got booths that are set up. In just a moment, we'll have the leaders of those teams. They'll be there. And if you serve on one of those teams, be sure that you go by, because we want to give you a high five, a fist bump, and we want to say thank you for what you do, and we want to give you a gift. So make sure you go by one of these tables here just in a moment and get your free gift. Also, I want to encourage you that if you are not serving in some role here at Spirit Life Church, maybe you once were serving, but for whatever reason, you kind of have not been serving lately, and you're like, you know, I think that there is something that I'm interested in that I'd like to get involved in. Talk to somebody at one of these tables, and hey, look, if you're interested just enough to come by and just talk, we'll give you a gift as well. So please sure that you do that. And let me address those who are watching us online today. Maybe you feel like you're getting left out. Hey, I'm not there. I can't get a gift. Hey, you know, we appreciate you. Thank you for joining in. And also, you can be a part of serving at Spirit Life Church. We recognize that in these days, online church, an online church campus is becoming more and more important, more and more of a reality. More and more people are depending on the cameras, depending on the online service for their church. And you can get involved. You don't have to just be a spectator. You can be a participator. There are roles that you can play. Maybe you'd be an online host. Maybe you would be a part of our prayer team. Maybe you would write cards or letters or make phone calls. Lots of things you can do right there from your home. So I want to encourage you that you can let us know. You can just write it in the comment section. If there's an area where you want to get more information, where you'd like to serve, and we'll be sure to follow up with you. I want to ask our prayer team if you'll come and join me here at the front. We're getting ready to close this service, and we do. We want to encourage you to go by the booths and to talk to people and to get your gifts. But we recognize that there are folks who came here today, and you have some needs in your life. You came here and you're hurting. You came here today, and maybe you're going through something, and you just need some prayer support. And our prayer team is going to be here to pray with you, to love on you, and to say thank, to do everything we can to just join together with you in agreement for God to minister to your needs. Would you join with me in prayer? Father, Lord, we thank you today for your goodness to us, for your presence, for your blessings in our life. Lord, I thank you for the many, many people who serve here at Spirit Life Church. Lord, it does. It takes a huge team of people to do all of the various things that we want to do to bless, to encourage, to help, to lift up, to disciple, to win the lost into the kingdom. And Lord, I thank you for those who faithfully serve. And I just ask that you strengthen them and bless them and encourage them. Lord, maybe there's some others that you've spoken to today and saying, yeah, I want to get involved. I think that there's a place for me to serve at Spirit Life Church. And so, Lord, just help them to respond and do what you want. But Lord, I also pray, God, for the needs of so many, whatever their need might be, Lord, would you touch them today? Would you minister to them today? Would you meet their need? Meet them where they are. And we thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much today for joining us on today's edition of Family Feud. We'll see you next week we'll see you next week at Spirit Life Church. God bless you.